When you think Catholic from South Philly, you might imagine someone who closely resembles Sam Paranzino. Sitting on his front porch, wearing a t-shirt that says Italia across his broad chest, Paranzino loves talking about his days as an altar boy captain at St. Thomas Aquinas. The church is where his parents met, where he was baptized and went to Catholic school.
I've been a member there for my entire life, for 55 years. I've always been connected, even though I moved out of that parish when I was 20 years old.
In the 1980s, many white working-class families left the neighborhood for the suburbs. Paranzino's family only moved to another part of South Philadelphia. About 15 years after he stopped going to St. Thomas Aquinas regularly, Paranzino took his mother there for Mass one Christmas Eve and noticed something about his old church had changed.
They said the Mass in like three languages.
And the congregation was full of young families.
And all Masses in South Philly at Christmas Eve are always full. But when I went to other Masses and saw the church full, I know it wasn't just a Christmas Eve situation.
On a recent Sunday morning, nearly every pew is packed for the Vietnamese Mass at St. Thomas Aquinas. Many of the more than 200 people worshiping in the cavernous white sanctuary are children. Around the time Sam Paranzino's family moved out of the parish, immigrants from Southeast Asia started moving into the neighborhood, known as Point Breeze, drawn by affordable housing and jobs. Soon, Latin Americans joined them. They were all welcomed at St. Thomas Aquinas. Today, more than 1,000 people attend Masses there every weekend, offered in English, Spanish, Vietnamese, and Indonesian.
Have a good day. Enjoy the day.
Though he doesn't speak all of their languages, senior pastor Father Hugh Shields is always on hand for a warm greeting at the end of Mass. Shields grew up not far from here, the son of Irish immigrants, at a time when the church was much more provincial. He presides over a very different kind of church, which he describes as several separate but equal parishes.
All using and taxing the buildings that we have, that we use.
Rather than assimilating, immigrant communities at St. Thomas Aquinas maintain their cultural identities by forming their own youth groups and basketball teams that practice in the church's gym and worshiping in their own languages. Carmen Maria sings in the choir at the Spanish Mass.
It's something that makes us feel good because it's something we share. Each country has different customs, and here we share those things, like food and conversation.
What's happening at St. Thomas Aquinas represents an important shift in the Catholic Church, not just in Philadelphia.
We're going through a transition like the rest of the country is.
Father Bruce Lewandowski heads the Archdiocese of Philadelphia's Office for Cultural Ministries. While the Archdiocese does not keep statistics on immigrant worshipers, a recent Pew study found that more than a quarter of Catholics in America were born outside the U.S.
Nationally, the Catholic population has stayed steady because of immigration. I think we have to accept that that's our reality, too, that the Catholic population in Philadelphia has stayed steady because of the influx of Catholic immigrants.
There are about 50 so-called multicultural or shared parishes across the five-county archdiocese, which are brought together by more than just old church buildings. Immigrants from Mexico to Indonesia are united by their struggles with the law. Many regular worshipers at St. Thomas Aquinas are undocumented, like Oscar Lopez, who came to the U.S. with his wife from Guatemala in 2003. Lopez and his wife haven't seen their parents since, but he says the church makes them feel welcome.
One of the things that it makes me feel like home is when we get together with other groups. And even though our English is not good and the accent is not good, with the other communities, I feel like home because they are in the same situation.
Lopez, who works in construction, says he pays his taxes and wants to become a U.S. citizen.
I want to do things right and get everything on book. But it's just like a door that I can't open just because of my status.
The fear of deportation is the constant hum in the background of churches like St. Thomas Aquinas, which have become centers of activism in an archdiocese that has taken a strong stance in support of immigration reform. Pope Francis, who has made immigration a major theme of his first visit to the United States, has amplified their voices. St. Thomas Aquinas pastor, Father Shields, hopes the papal visit leaves his parishioners comforted and galvanized.
We have a tremendous amount of people flying below the radar screen in fear. That's not what our country was founded for. That's not what our faith says. Jesus says, be not afraid, do not fear. And we as a country, I think we have an obligation to our founding fathers to kind of like at least admit what is. At least admit what is.
Back on his porch, longtime member Sam Paranzino feels somewhat distanced from the plight of those who sit in the same pews as he does. But he knows that without them, the church that is so much a part of his past and present might not last into the future.
Once you open the boundaries, you're going to see a lot more people coming in. I see that church growing.
I'm Katie Colinari.